T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I think this tweet from Donald Trump Jr. sums it up nicely. To Biden, Joe Biden, your son took $1.5 billion from the Chinese government, he did, and $3.5 million from a known associate of Vladimir Putin. You spent 50 years shipping American jobs to China, and your son Hunter currently sits on the board of a Chinese company still doing that today. Spare us the sanctimony. This is amazing what the Bidens have gotten away here with here. I'm going to try to capture it all in one segment. Only a professional could do this. Let's just run down what Senate investigators have found. And as I do this, just imagine, I mean, they have spent tens of millions of dollars combing through every Trump transaction, trying to find even one wire transfer or payment from someone who is Russian. Even one. They've gone all the way back to Trump's real estate deals in New York, which were often done in groups of investors buying things or buying things from groups of investors. And because so many Russians own real estate in New York, inevitably somebody within the group's going to be Russian. They have dug all the way back to the 80s trying to find a Russian and something that they could cast as a transfer of money somewhere to Trump that Trump might somehow owe the Russians for some way. And they've never found one. And so what they've done is they go on television. New York Times reporters will do this. So do the Washington Post reporters. We've seen this with other guests on mainstream media outlets. And sort of just insinuate that Russians might have been involved somewhere, somehow, with some Trump real estate deals sometime decades ago and something. Well, here we have direct transfer payments. Russian oligarchs. People associates of Putin's. It ain't no big deal. FBI will never so much as open a case. So here's what they found. Senate investigators found, quote, potential criminal activity relating to transactions among and between Hunter Biden, his family, and his associates with Ukrainian, Russian, Kazakh, and Chinese nationals. Now, the Senate investigators are not the first to find the potential criminal activity. These wire transfers were flagged by countries all over the world. That's how they first came to the attention of U.S. authorities, who subsequently ignored them. The millions of dollars in questionable financial transactions include the wife of a former mayor of Moscow, as well as individuals with ties to the Chinese Communist Party. No wonder Joe thinks China. Come on, man. China is not that bad, not our enemy. Of course they're not. They send your bud, Hunter, millions of dollars. So here's how they did. An investment firm co-founded by Hunter Biden, it's called Rosemont Seneca Thornton, received $3.5 million in a wire transfer from Elena Bartarina, the wife of the former mayor of the Russian capital. Just transfer the funds. Folks, you got to understand this. Hunter Biden is not an international player. He's a guy who got kicked out of the military for a drug problem. He's at best unstable. Has a long history of partying and hiring hookers, which we'll get to in a minute. The report goes further and alleges that not just Hunter Biden, but other members of the Biden family, quote, were involved in a vast financial network that connected them to foreign nationals and foreign governments across the globe. In one instance, the report stated that Hunter Biden opened a bank account with a Chinese national linked to China's communist government, which financed a $100,000 global spending spree for the former vice president's brother, James Biden, and his wife, Sarah Biden. Oh, yeah, all the Bidens were cashing in, by the way. It wasn't just Hunter. Shockingly, the 87-page report also states that the committees received records showing Hunter Biden sent thousands of dollars to individuals who've either been involved in transactions consistent with possible human trafficking, were associated with the adult entertainment industry, or potential association with prostitution. Some recipients of those funds are Ukrainian or Russian citizens involved in human trafficking. Folks, as I read this again, can you imagine, take Hunter Biden out and put in Donald Trump Jr.? Think the media would gaff this off? Oh, no. It'd be round-the-clock coverage. We found the Russian connection. This is how Russia controls Trump. But as Biden says, no big deal. Oh, yeah, you kidding me? Once they got you spending money, human trafficking networks, they control you. They own you. Easily blackmailable material. And this is the Bidens. Folks, there will never be a single FBI investigation ever opened here. There won't be the equivalent of a Mueller report or even a Mueller here. Some recipients of the funds are Ukrainian or Russian citizens, talking about the human trafficking angle. Adding that the records note that it is a documented fact that Hunter Biden has sent funds to non-resident alien women in the U.S. who are citizens of Russia and Ukraine and who have subsequently wired funds they have received from Hunter Biden to individuals located in Russia and Ukraine. The records also note that some of these transactions are linked to what appears to be an Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring. Golly. Just spread the Russian funds around, get into the trafficking ring. I wonder what Hunter got for that. But that's only the beginning. It's only the beginning. I don't even count the money that China wired. This is Chinese oligarch Yi Jianming. Through CEFC Infrastructure, wired $5 million to the bank account for Hudson West 2. That's Hunter Biden. It's Hunter Biden's account. Hudson West would then make frequent payments to Owasco, Hunter Biden's firm. His payments reached almost $5 million in just over a year, a time period when Joe was dealing heavily with the Chinese. $1 million of the nearly $6 million transfers to Hunter's law firm was refunded, but the rest was passed on. So, I mean, this is, and oh, by the way, they said in the line on what it's for, it was for legal work for a guy by the name of Patrick Ho. Problem is, Hunter Biden's firm didn't represent him. Another one did. At the same time that Hunter Biden's firm was taking the $5 million from the Chinese oligarch, it was transferring money to something called the Lion Hall Group. That's a consulting firm run by Joe Biden's brother. So the Chinese, they send the money. The money goes through two Hunter Biden entities, and it goes right into the brother's bank account. Some of it. Between August 14, 2017, and August 3rd, 2018, God, that's bold. He's already on the campaign trail in 2018. Owasco, that's Hunter Biden's firm, sent 20 wire transfers totaling $1.3 million to the Lion Hall Group, which lists James Biden and his wife, Sarah Biden, on the bank account. Well, the wire transfer amounts flagged the interest of the bank where they were. So they contact Sarah Biden asking for details. What's this money for? Banks are legally required to monitor that stuff. Sarah Biden refused to provide any supporting documentation, and she refused to provide additional information to more clearly explain the activity. So the bank shut the account down. Wow. Similarly, Hunter Biden's private equity firm received about $3.5 million from Russian oligarch Yelena Baturina in 2014 as part of a, quote, consultancy agreement. The report states that members of the Biden family then used credit cards linked with ties to the Chinese communist government and bought luxury items with the funds. God, can you get any more in our faces with this stuff? Hunter Biden, according to the report, is also accused of making payments to Russian and Eastern European women linked to prostitution and human trafficking. You want to know where your Russian control is, where your Russian blackmail material is? Right there. It's right there. The media will barely mention this today, and then only to say it's a hit job or some kind of conspiracy. But we finally found the Russian collusion, folks. We found a Russian payoff money. And we found the Russian dirt. It's all on the Bidens. And the media won't give a rip.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Surprise! You're on camera. The criminals in Washington never seem to get caught on camera doing the stuff they do. But you, man, they got their eye on you all the time. Listen to this. New study found the average American is filmed by security cameras 238 times. What do you think? A month? A year? Nah, it's a week. The average American is filmed by security cameras 238 times a week, or 34 times a day. Talk about total surveillance society. That includes, on average, weekly, 160 times while driving, 40 times at work, 24 times while shopping, and 14 times in your own neighborhood. I remember when Sean Michael Police, as a reporter, started using technology in that they would, there were enough cameras now that these businesses would keep that they, you know, as soon as they knew a crime had been committed in XYZ spot, they'd just go down the street, start pulling camera video. They'd have the license plate and everything. I thought one day it is going to be so hard to commit crime, especially once all this stuff's wired together, which it eventually will be. Anyway, you're more likely to be caught by a security camera while driving than any other time. In the average, employees on camera 8 times a day or 40 times a week, but it's a lot higher if you work in retail, understandably shoplifting and all. And you get caught on camera 24 times a week while shopping. They say doorbell and security cameras in your neighborhood catch you about 14 times a week. And by next year, they estimate there will be around 1 billion live security cameras worldwide, including up to 180 million in the U.S. So everything is on film. You're always being filmed. Keep that in mind. All right, to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm beside myself. Is this a banana republic? No media reports on the Bidens? Unbelievable. No, it's just a conspiracy. Yeah, see, when they can't find any Russian payment transfers or any evidence that anybody in Russia has anything on Trump, they just make it up. Literally, the Democrat Party pays to make it up. They paid for the dossier, which was illegal, by the way. The way they paid for it was illegal. And the FBI used it to create the impression at the FISA court that Trump might be compromised. Meanwhile, remember the P-tape, the whole thing, is all fake. And they knew it. The FBI knew it when they lied to the FISA court about it. That's perjury. It's a felony, but nobody cares. So, yeah, but now we got actual transfer payments, some of which came from Russia, and then via Hunter Biden went back out to Russians and other people associated with human sex trafficking rings. Well, damn, that's exactly what they wanted on Trump. What do you got there? You got payments for from Russia. So the Biden family's on the Russian payroll. But then on top of that, and when you're being paid by political associates of Vladimir Putin, I mean, come on. They wish they had just one of these transfers on one of the Trump kids. And I'm here to tell you, if they had that, Trump would have been impeached. The Republicans would have voted to do it. But we got it on Hunter Biden. They got them dead to rights. You got two mechanisms here. You got the payments, so you can control them that way, but you got the blackmail material. Everything they wanted on Trump, but had to invent with DNC money because they didn't have it and couldn't find it. They got it on Biden. Just the irony of that. Texter writes about Breonna Taylor. Hey, Tara, I'm sorry for Ms. Taylor and her family. However, there are consequences for mistakes and bad decisions we make in life. Her mistake was relationships with drug dealers. I'm surprised, and as an EMT, she dealt daily with overdoses and gunshot victims from bad drug deals, yet she chose to live her life around and with drug dealers. That bad decision with those scum people cost her a tragic ending. Very sad. No, it wasn't just hanging out with them, though, Sherry. Thank you for your text. They were at Breonna Taylor's apartment because they had been surveilling her since January. They were trying to take down a drug and weapons trafficking ring. And she was heavily involved with that ring. And what got them to begin surveilling her apartment and to begin, you know, following her and surveilling Breonna Taylor was when the leaders of that ring began to refer to her as a source for the transfer of money. She was deep in it. Go turn on CNN today. You know what you'll hear? She was just in her bed. Total innocent. Why'd they choose her apartment? Because they'd been surveilling her since January. That's how they got, you know, the warrant thingy from the court thingy. They had even put tracking devices on the drug dealer's car. She was involved with two drug dealers with this ring that ran this weapons and drug ring. And they just kept going back to her house. That's why they did the raid. You know what the media's told us for since March? She was just an innocent woman in her bed who was shot because she was black. She was just in her bed. Was she in her bed? Nah. She was right there with the armed boyfriend who opened fire on police after they announced themselves. Wait. You mean the police didn't fire first? No, the boyfriend did. Why are we even talking about this? What does this have to do with race? This should have never been anything more than a local story. But they had to withhold all the details I just gave you to make it into something. So did you see the mess they're running on cable TV? Yeah, they inoculated the riots ahead of time this time. Oh, yes, if you see anything burning, that's just a white supremacist. They come out after dark. Wait, what? Yeah, it's the white supremacist. Okay. Why do they only come out after dark? I don't understand. I don't know. But that's what MSNBC analyst Jason Johnson explained. Just so you'll know, you know, if you wonder like who shot the police officers in Louisville and like, you know, why stuff's burning and businesses are wrecked and stuff like that. Just so you know, it is not the Black Lives Matter or Antifa protesters. I'll let Jason Johnson with MSNBC explain how this works. It's fascinating. Sorry, I don't know why it's not playing. It's a shame because it was a good clip. Oh, well, equipment goes out at least once a show, so I guess we're due for that. All right, so let's skip that. It's too bad. Would have been great audio. Let's skip that and go to this. I want to go through this today because you're going to run into people at work, and if they're listening to most media sources, they think a great outrage has been done in the world today. This poor girl, Breonna, and it would be true. It would be outrageous if it happened the way the media has said, but it didn't. Yesterday, we learned that everything that the media has told us about Breonna Taylor, about her death, was a lie. She was shot in her bed, complete innocent, totally false. She was shot during a no-knock warrant. Nobody knocked. Just busted right in. Shot her because she was blood. No, it didn't happen that way either. It is amazing they managed to keep this stuff secret right up until the end, isn't it? Happens every single time, from Freddie Gray to Trayvon Martin to all the other useful cases. The details, you know, the ones where it's clear there's not only no racism here, there's not even a story here. They never emerge until after the city's burned, way after. Like Michael Brown. We have demonstrators in our city, and they march, they scream, hands up, don't shoot. That never happened. Darren Wilson, the officer in that case, it was found to be a clear-cut case of self-defense by the Obama Justice Department. People still don't know that today. Because all of the critical details are withheld by prosecuting authorities, usually even the officer's own police department, until there's no way to avoid releasing them. And that's what happened with Breonna Taylor yesterday. I've never talked about her. I refuse. I know how they are. I know how these police departments are. I know how these police chiefs are. They withhold the most critical evidence on their officers, and they don't release it to the public. to create the racist narrative. It's done on purpose. The prosecutors who could correct the media narrative never do. And then when we're at the last screaming minute where they're going to court, they're before a grand jury, they're under oath, and they have to tell the truth about what happened in the case, it's shocking every time. You mean Trayvon Martin was on top of George Zimmerman slamming the back of his head into concrete? How the heck did that not come out for like a year? On purpose. George Floyd was foaming at the mouth and had three times the lethal limit of fentanyl in his system. Told the officers to tell his kids goodbye because he was dying of a drug overdose. How'd that not come out? Actually, the only reason we know that, normally that kind of thing would never come out till right before the trial so they could, you know, get the maximum amount of burnt property blocks out of it. Some great American hero did the country a favor and leaked the first 20 minutes of that encounter. Leaked it. Which is how you knew they were hiding it. It had to be leaked. That person, incredibly, could not find a mainstream media outlet in this country that would take it. They had to go to the London Daily Mail so we could all see what goes on in this country. It's never anything like what the media told us. But I want to tell you about Breonna Taylor. I want to tell you what actually happened because you're going to get to work today. And people are going to think this poor innocent person who was just doing nothing but laying in her bed was shot by police because she was black and they got away with it because the system's racist. No. Breonna Taylor drew the attention of police via her friendship with a local drug kingpin. The police were trying to take down a drug and weapons ring. This goes all the way back to January. Now, that doesn't mean she deserves to die. Again, it just explains why she did. Case begins with Breonna Taylor's ex-boyfriend, Jamarcus Glover. We know this from the Louisville Courier-Journal, which is dug deeply into the relationship. He's an accused drug trafficker. He was believed to be part of the large drug and weapons trafficking ring in Louisville. This ring had been responsible for multiple murders, ton of illegal weapons on the streets, and, of course, a drug scourge. It was the biggest one of those in Louisville. They'd wanted to take it down for a while. This is how Breonna Taylor came to their attention in January. Glover, the drug kingpin, went to Taylor's apartment in January, left the building holding a package, and went straight to a known drug house. Wasn't Glover's only trip to Breonna's apartment. He did it regularly. Police then placed the tracking device on Glover's car. That's how they know he made the frequent trips to her apartment. That led police to believe her apartment was a holding place for drugs and money. On a wire, they also caught her and the drug dealer guy discussing all this kind of stuff. Glover was heard telling someone that Breonna Taylor handled his money for the weapons and drug trafficking ring. Although there's no evidence that that statement was true, it was used to get the warrant. When Glover was arrested in January, he called to ask Breonna Taylor to locate an associate who could post his bail. She answered that the associate was already at the trap. That's slang for drug trafficking house. On another occasion, Taylor posted a $2,500 bond for Dariel Forrest, another man who police suspected was involved in the drug ring. That's why all of this is why police got the warrant to search Taylor's house. It was given by a judge. Her extensive involvement with the principals in a drug and weapons trafficking ring, a very deadly one. Again, does she deserve to die? No, obviously. But it sure explains why they were at her house. She wasn't caught up because she was black, just, you know, into bed, getting shot. Nope. Then she took up with the new boyfriend, Kenneth Walker. He was also associated with the ring. Yeah, that's a coinkydink. Everyone she hangs out with, she ends up associated with this drug ring. What are the odds? You got a bunch of friends all in the same drug and weapons trafficking ring? I know I don't. I don't even know people like that. So they got the warrant for a no-knock raid. They got the warrant for a no-knock raid. But they decided at the last minute to knock and announce themselves. That's when the boyfriend, Walker, shot at the police. He opened fire first. But she was in her bed, right? Nope. Oh, the media got that wrong. Can we get back the Bird City blocks? Because they got it wrong. No, we can't. Sorry, it's still burnt. By the way, the officers opened fire after one of them, Sergeant Mattingly, was hit by a bullet. First, Walker, the boyfriend, would later confirm he fired the first shot. And ballistics show the bullet wounded Mattingly. See, those are the details the media forgot to tell you. Well, the text line has exploded. Texter writes, it's amazing how many Democrats, including Kamala Harris, are so enthusiastic about spending money for so-called Trump supporters or white supremacists causing the riots. Oh, by the way, the fund that she raised money for, you know, to bail out the rioters, and then it turns out she had bailed out a couple of sex offenders and some other people, yeah, or the group had, that she raised the money for. Yeah, it turns out they also bailed out so they could grow right back to the anarchy and mayhem. Six domestic abusers, people with domestic abuse convictions. So, I mean, you want to slap your woman around a little bit? That's okay. It's all good. As long as you go to the protest after, they'll bail you out. What happened to Me Too? I guess that's out of, I guess it's out of favor now. I don't know. Texter writes, were drugs or cash found in Breonna Taylor's apartment? They were not. But that, and see, that's what makes the whole thing so crazy. Just, they've got a warrant. They've told you they have a warrant. They knocked on your door. Just let them in. Don't refuse to come out. Don't open fire. Just let them in. Don't make them return fire. And I'd love to just walk around, but you can't because you'll be beaten. I'd love to just walk around with a camera and interview these writers. Like, okay, we know for a fact the boyfriend opened fire on the police. Many think he used her as a shield to block the return fire. We know he opened fire on police. We know he admitted to police he opened fire. We also know one of the officers was struck before they returned fire. What do you want the police to do? What do you want them to do? Oh, is this a bad time? I'll tell you what. I'll go to the emergency room, get this little bullet hole taken care of that you just shot at him. Yeah. We'll be back later. Oh, you don't want us to come back later. Okay, well, we'll just take this little warrant here and rip it up. Wait us now. Sorry to have wasted your time. I mean, what do they want? What do they want? Texter writes, hey, Tara, please explain how these one world elites are going to get Russia, China, and Iran to go along with this. Do they think countries will give up their power? I hope they go after these elites when the USA is socialist. We deserve to at least see that. Oh, no, they won't. No, they want to merge our system with China's. That's the whole point. They want a system just like China's. Texter writes, reminds me of a line from Aliens. What are we supposed to use? Oh, I guess they mean when are we supposed to use harsh language? I mean, honestly, you tell them it's a raid. You tell them it's a warrant. You got a warrant. They won't let you in. You bust the door down and they fire at you. What on earth are the police supposed to do? What is it they're supposed to do? I wish just once somebody would explain to me. Because it just... You just don't get this kind of behavior by the police, you know, the part where they fire back, if you don't fire at them first. If you comply, you can always straighten it out later in court. You can. But no, the media, Democrat media complex, wants the standard to be, if the police are there with the warrant, you don't want to comply, you don't have to. It's up to you. So you got liberal privilege. If you don't feel like it today, that's fine. You maybe do it tomorrow or maybe never. You just don't comply. And if somebody gets shot on the police side, oh well, they shouldn't have been there anyway with their warrant issued by a court of law. I mean, what do these people want? Don't fire back?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.